Three quarters behind us here at the Cave in Mishawaka. Warsaw 59, Mishawaka 25. Zartman with 5 3-pointers. Peterson with 2. Neely with 2. Bergen with 1. Bricker with 1. I add that up. That counts to 11. 3-pointers for the Lady Tigers here tonight. They've got the ball starting the fourth quarter. Peterson finds Bergen. Back to Peterson. Right corner Neely. She's open and shooting and hitting. A 3-pointer for Neely. That's her third of the game. 12 now for the Lady Tigers. 62-25. Brew lost it, but lost it to Dawson. She's at the right block, throws it out for Davidovich. Back to Dawson. New kid in the game, shoots a 3-pointer, missed it. Rebound tipped that long, grab by Bergen for the Lady Tigers. We'll identify that to Aaron George. And a whistle and the ball went out of bounds. Warsaw threw a long pass. It was just a little heavy. Here comes Viviana Zambrano into the game for Zoe Bergen. Just up Peterson out there. Can't imagine that she'll be in the game for much longer. Up by 37 with a minute gone in the fourth quarter. Across the line, ball knocked away from Brew by Peterson. Brew got it back underneath the Dawson. Dawson steps back and shoots over Zambrano and scores. Lily Dawson with 2. Peterson in transition up the middle of the court. Left side does for Neely. She'll try a 3. That's no good. George grabs the rebound for Mishawaka. She'll take off down the court. Throw it back out for Brew. On to the right side. Another new kid in there. That's Grace Matherly. She shoots it. It's no good. It's tipped out of bounds. And it will belong to the Lady Cavemen. Here comes Braylee Chastain into the game for Warsaw. She'll come in for Neely. Here comes Kelsey Wren into the game, and Peterson is out. So it's Zambrano, Egoff. Well, nope. Here comes Allison Sloan into the game for Egoff to get her out of there. Their night should be over. So it's a lob in. Baumgartner shoots it in the lane and rolls it in. She becomes the second player other than Davidovich and Schaefer to score for Mishawaka. It's 62-29. Zambrano drives in the lane, picks up her dribble, throws it out to Delaney Villema. Now into the corner. There's Wren for 3, and that's good. Her second 3-pointer for the varsity, and it's 65-29. In the backcourt, Brew, pressure by Villema. Now the pressure collapses. Brew zigzags along the right sideline. Delaney all over her. Down to the corner for Dawson. Back out top. It's caught another new kid in there. That is Kira Miller for Mishawaka. Ball knocked out of her hands by Zambrano. There's a tipped pass. The ball rolls out of bounds. Who hit it last? And it was touched by Villema last, and it will belong to Mishawaka. We had a perfect view looking straight down on the court and saw Villema's leg rub against the ball and knock it off the sidelines. And Mishawaka makes a couple more changes, and we're going to have a timeout taken. This is a full timeout with 4:50 left to play in the game. 65-29, Warsaw. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. After Warsaw's first timeout of the game, Dawson's got it. This is Michaela Whitener into the game for Mishawaka. Ball tipped away by Kelsey Wren. Clock continues to move down to 4:28 left to play, fourth quarter. The JV game had a running clock. The varsity game also with a running clock. And there's a steal on the inbounds. Villema steals. Races down from the left. Shot it. And was fouled. And the foul's going to be called against Dawson. That's her second. Villema at the line to shoot. And they stop the clock for free throws. Delaney spins the ball, dribbles, spins it again, shoots, and makes it. That's her 8th point of the season, her first of this night. She had a bad game earlier in the year and a blowout at the free throw line. But she makes 2 there. Good for her. 5 of 11 coming in, now 7 out of 13 after making those 2. 67-29 Lady Tigers, halfway through the fourth. Out top. This is Dortch, Naomi Dortch. Dawson, left side, picks up her dribble, bounces out. Vilma's there to steal it. Vilma then crossed over to the middle, stumbles, picks it back up, stumbles again, throws it out to Allison Sloan for three, rimming no good. Rebound is grabbed by Baumgartner, then Vilma stole it and scored. Baumgartner grabbed it, and Vilma just reached right in there and yanked it out. And the ball's tipped out of bounds with 3:29 left. Mishawaka maintains possession. Not sure why Baumgartner is in at this point in the game either. They take her out and put Aaron George back in. Dawson also will come out, and Kira Miller is back in. And the inbounds pass gets away, and it's taken away by Zambrano. She'll drive in and shoot and score. Her eighth and ninth points of this season. With 3 minutes left to go, Warsaw leads 71-29. Across the timeline comes Allison Boyle, who's into the game. She'll lob it off to Kira Miller. Miller down to the left baseline, threw a wild pass in the lane, and there's Vilma to pick it off. Cross-court pass, Zambrano runs the floor. Oh, she missed it. And it's tipped by Wren, and it's grabbed by Warsaw. Out top, Chastain for three, in and out. And the rebound is grabbed by Mishawaka's Dortch, and there will be a foul on the Lady Tigers. I know what you're asking. Roger, what's the record for three-pointers in a game by the Lady Tigers? I can't tell you for sure, but I will tell you this. Tonight's going in the record book. If this isn't it, I can't think of a night where it was, where Warsaw shot this many and made this many. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Vilma tipped it. We're down to 2 minutes left. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. And Lenny Krebs is going to make his way up here to the Crow's Nest to have a conversation about tonight's win. Inbounds pass, cross-court pass. Goes through the hands of Miller and into the caveman bench and out of bounds. Warsaw will go to 14-4. I'll be honest. I'll be 100% real with you. When this season started, if you'd have told me this team would win 14 games and still have a bunch of games to play, I would have told you you're crazy. Well, all the young kids, with what they've lost the last two seasons in graduation, I didn't think it was possible. I thought they'd be good on defense. I did not know that these freshmen would be able to cope the way they have. And you put them with the sophomore group, and it's been pretty fun to watch. Phillips, right corner to Miller. Miller pressured by Chastain, out of George. George started up the side of the lane, couldn't get very far. Pass tipped out to midcourt, and no over and back. Play goes on. Boyle to Phillips, near side to Miller, 45 seconds. Right sideline, there's Vilma again. Oh, the ball hit the official, play continues. Vilma then lost the ball, it's picked up by Wren. Into the corner, Chastain. And Lenny Krebs is saying back it out. He doesn't want any more shots to be taken. He'd like to run out the final 27 seconds. I would imagine Chad Blasco would like the exact same thing. And he's yelling at his girls to back up inside the yard. Warsaw will win again. They're fourth in the last five. They're 10th in the last 12. And this one will be an impressive NLC victory. Down to 8 seconds. Sloan still holding the ball. And she'll hold it until the buzzer sounds. It's over in the cave. Warsaw 71, Mishawaka 29. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins. Final score, Lady Tigers 71, Mishawaka 29. Cool moment down here after the game was over. The Lady Tigers helped put the chairs from their bench back on the rack. So that's kind of nice. Don't see that very often. Warsaw wins 71-29. Final score for Mishawaka, who falls to 10-7 on the season, 1-3 in the conference. They have Kasia Davidovich as their leading scorer of 14, Asia Schaefer with 11, and 2 points each for Lily Dawson and Katie Baumgartner. For the Lady Tigers, leading scorer was Brooke Zartman, 5 3-pointers, 15 points. She now is 50 and is 10 away from the single-season school record of 63 three-pointers in a season. She has 15 points tonight. Abby Peterson, 11 points. Alexis Neely with 11 points in the game. Zoe Bergen with 5. Jocelyn Bricker, 9. Delaney Villema with 4. Ava Egoff with 3. Brooke Winchester with 8. And Kelsey Wren with 3. Warsaw led it 20-8 after one. They were up 38-14 at halftime, 59-25 after three, and they win at 71-29. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game big two, 62-10. They're now 11-6 on the season. Again, the final score here in Mishawaka tonight, Lady Tigers 71, Cavemen 29. Back with the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Back in the cave where Warsaw has beaten Mishawaka tonight by a score of 71-29. The final stats are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Lenny Krebs is up here. I'll give you a second. I'll finish the stats. You catch your breath. Okay? Warsaw in the game, 27-48 from the field, 56%, 13 of 21 from three-point range, 4 of 7 at the free throw line, and you're thinking, what's the school record for three-pointers in a season? Well, I can't remember ever hitting 13 three-pointers in a game. So at this moment, 13 three-pointers is the school record. So school record for three-pointers tonight, 13. You broke the single-season team three-point record.
You know.
And so it was quite a shooting night tonight, Coach Krebs. Girls shot the ball very, very well.
Once again, anytime you shoot the ball that well, they make you look good. They can make you look really good. But, you know, a tribute to these kids. We come out, and I told them in the locker room after the game, they had every reason to come in here and think that they didn't have to give a full effort. They spent 48 hours after Northridge with everybody patting them on the back, telling them what a great win. And I spent my next 2 days making sure that they realized that that's not what we're after. That was just a step in the process, that Northridge win. So I'm proud of our effort. I told him at halftime as well, I thought we were teetering on the brink of not going as hard as we needed to go. And they come out the third quarter and prove me wrong. Proud of this team.
Defensively, you needed them to be all over Mishawaka, and they were. They forced 28 turnovers in the game tonight.
You know, we need those turnovers because they lead to high percentage shots like you saw us hit, able to get a turnover, probe that basketball into the paint and get some kickouts. Our offense is predicated on creating some turnovers and easy shots. We use that philosophy, that motto all the time. Defensive intensity leads to offensive confidence. And many times, players get that backwards. They wait to see how well they're shooting before they think about what kind of effort they're going to give on the defensive end. And we want to flip that on its head and make sure we have that defensive intensity all night.
The beauty of this game, the way the girls played it, is every girl that you put in there did something really good tonight. And that makes all of them want to get on the bus and practice tomorrow.
You know, I'm proud of every single kid on that bench. Even the girls that didn't get in the first half, they were on the bench bringing energy. They got their opportunity in the second half. And I'm proud of those kids. I'm proud of Delaney. I think Delaney's a kid that continues to get better and play hard. The kid, I had to call a timeout because the kid was sucking air and was going to need a sub, and I wanted her to stay on the floor. All of those kids played hard, and we're going to need all of them if we want to finish this journey to winning an NLC title. Two more steps in the process, but we're going to need everybody.
One of the things you know about Delaney Villema, if you have the ball and she's guarding you, you're going to have trouble. She is something on defense.
You know, she is, and, you know, she reminds me of Audrey Grimm a little bit in a sense of you don't think she's long enough or quick enough to get her hand on the basketball or get into position. And she is, and it's like she has great reaction time from the time she sees that basketball until she gets her hand or body in front of that basketball. Just a great effort by her. I don't think people understand how hard it is to come every day knowing you're going to guard the other team's best offensive player. That's underrated, and it's something that we've been very, very fortunate to have multiple people throughout the course of the years that are they're able to do that.
Okay, another step toward the conference championship. You got another one coming up. Goshen will be in the Tiger Den for senior night on Saturday.
You know, Goshen's going to create a unique challenge for us in the sense of their size. We're going to have to be able to pressure the basketball enough that they can't see that size. But it's senior night. It's an opportunity to honor our seniors, and we told those kids in the locker room, go back to Trine this summer and think about all the work we put in from June, first week of June, and it's coming down to 64 minutes now in a sense of challenge, an opportunity to win a championship. 64 minutes, all that work, let's make it worth it. I'm a generous guy most of the time, but I have absolutely no interest in sharing this title with anyone. I'm going to get a little bit greedy there, and we need to go get Goshen, and then we'll go from there.
Good job tonight. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs of the Warsaw Lady Tigers. Winners tonight at Mishawaka 71-29. We'll continue our postgame coverage after this on News Now Warsaw. For the final time from the cave, Warsaw 71, Mishawaka 23. I don't know that I got all the way through the stats, so let's back up and just redo those real quick. Warsaw 27-48 from the field, 56%, 13 of 21 from three-point range, 13 is a school record for three-pointers made in a game, and 13 of 21 is the best three-point percentage. That's 62%. They were 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Mishawaka, 14 of 29 from the field. That's 48%. That's really not bad. 1 of 5 from three-point range, 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 20-19. But the difference, as it's been so many games this season, turnovers. Warsaw with 10, Mishawaka with 28 turnovers. And Warsaw wins the game 71-29. Again, the schedule for the weekend, the boys are at Goshen on Friday, 6:15 JV start, 6:10 airtime on News Now Warsaw. Jared Shaw will be with me for the call up at the Intera Gymnasium, which it does have a name. I'm still looking for the nickname. We're still working on that. And then Saturday morning is Tiger Talk from 9 to 10. At 3 o'clock, it's the boys' JV game between Warsaw and Peru. We'll be on the air at 2:55 for coverage of that. That'll be followed by the varsity game. We'll have that. We'll take a break and then come back on for the girls' senior night ceremonies prior to the varsity game with Goshen. And if the Lady Tigers can win that one, they will at least guarantee themselves a share of the LC. But as you heard Lenny say, and correctly so, no one involved with Warsaw and Lady Tiger basketball has any interest in sharing with anyone else. So that's that, and that's the approach that they're going to take. And if they take that approach, they're going to be just fine here headed down the stretch. Again, the final here tonight, the finals. Warsaw won the JV game 62-10. They won the varsity game 71-29. Is it really 8:41? Wow. Two games that ended with running clocks. We're going to get out of here and get home in good shape, and that's not a terrible thing. For Steve back at the station, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcome. Warsaw wins 71-29. Have a great night.